This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. If he has a chance to defeat Republican Roy Moore in Tuesday's U.S. Senate election, Democrat Doug Jones needs a lot of votes, especially from African Americans. But some in the black community say it'll take more than a history prosecuting the KKK members responsible for the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing to energize them to support Jones. WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart reports.
This past weekend, Karen and Charles Fowler walked up and down the streets of Northeast Birmingham. They walked past barking dogs and through the leaves to knock on doors and win support for Democrat Doug Jones.
Well, that's 1405. Why don't we go?
About a fifth of the state's black voters live here in Jefferson County. The Jones campaign is hoping for a high voter turnout among African Americans, like when Barack Obama first ran for president. The Fowlers are canvassing in a racially mixed neighborhood just off Center Point Parkway.
I think it's important for everyone to come out. Everyone who's disenfranchised, whether it's an African-American voter, whether it's a white voter, whether it's a millennial voter.
Jones ads have tried to appeal to black voters, touting his role in convicting the Klansmen who bombed 16th Street Baptist Church. One recent radio ad contains an endorsement from basketball superstar Charles Barkley. Jones even opened an office in the heart of Birmingham's Civil Rights District. But it's going to take more than that to motivate black voters to go to the polls, says Ed Bowser. He's a social media marketer and freelance columnist. He says African Americans appreciate Jones' role in prosecuting the church bombers. But he says the Jones campaign may have waited too long to talk about other important issues.
Education, unemployment, crime, those are also very important issues, and those went silent. And to hear them now, it seems like a scramble and a catch-up, and I worry that those ears may be tuned out.
Bowser says he's voting for Jones on December 12th, but he says he senses apathy among some African-American voters. Meanwhile, Jones is trying to energize voters with rallies, church visits, and fish fries around the state. On a recent damp afternoon in Inslee, Bertus Blanding, a chemical engineer, came out with his wife and two children to hear what Jones had to say.
I'm someone who wants to unify this state.
Blanding is 34. He says younger voters may take voting for granted.
Voting was something that, you know, was fought for. Voting was something that, you know, certain folks died for. We got to get with our friends, our associates, and we got to corral them, and then we got to reach down and get something that's younger.
Roy Moore, Jones' Republican challenger, is trying to corral some black voters too, especially evangelicals. On Sunday, he spoke at Guiding Light, a predominantly black church near Irondale. Ben Little is an Anniston pastor and a city councilman. He says he's voting for Moore and he expects other blacks will do the same. He says Democrats use blacks like a doormat.
They know that blacks' majority is going to vote for them. They don't promise anything. They promise and don't deliver.
Little says he likes that Moore takes a stand and sticks with it. He's heard the allegations of Moore's past sexual misconduct, but he says he hasn't been found guilty.
If you convict someone without a trial, without having a day in court, can you imagine what would happen to black folk and poor people?
Little says a lot of blacks just won't vote in the special election. If that prediction holds true, Jones will have even more of an uphill battle in a state that has not sent a Democrat to the Senate in more than 20 years. For WBHM, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.